Hello, educators. Welcome to Leave It at the Door, the podcast that helps teachers like you set boundaries, find balance, and rediscover the joy in teaching. I'm Annie Middlemist.
And I'm Robin Elliott, and we have spent decades supporting teachers in and out of the classroom.
Most importantly, we've been in your shoes, and we understand the challenges that you face every day.
So, take a deep breath, shake off the stress of the day, and let's learn to leave it at the door.
Hey, good morning, Robin. How are you today?
Hi, Annie. I'm doing fantastically. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm so excited we're doing this podcast together. This will be one of our first episodes, and we've been so excited about the things we want to share with teachers and help them stay in their jobs and avoid burnout and all the great things we want to talk about on this podcast, but we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Agreed.
So we will rotate this episode. I'll have you interview me, and then the next episode, I'll interview you so people can get to know us, what our intentions are, personality, et cetera. And then we'll go into really specifically the things we want to do to help teachers. How does that sound to you?
I love it. Sounds awesome. Let's
do
it.
All right. I am ready. Hit me with your first question.
You are ready. Okay. So I've known you for, I think, over 11 years, but I want to introduce you to these wonderful folks that are joining in with us. So my first question, Annie, is tell a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. I have a pretty extensive background, but if I go back to when I was little, I always wanted to be a teacher. Even in kindergarten, I was telling everyone that I was going to be a teacher. And I avoided that for a while. I worked in public relations, marketing, and then finally decided to go back to school, become a teacher. I married a teacher, and it was a great way to raise a family. And then I really realized that was my passion. And if I looked back over my career, I was always volunteering to be a tour guide for kids groups. I was a camp counselor. Like, it was always in there. I just always avoided what my mission was. So for the past 20 years, I have worked in education as a teacher and after school director, and then most recently coaching teachers and helping teachers build relationships with their kids, because I really believe that when it comes down to being happy in your job, it's the relationships that you have with those kids that you share a room with. So that's how I've come into this. And I really love the work of helping teachers be their best selves.
That is beautiful. I could not say that any better myself. Thank you for sharing that. And that leads to the next question. What are you passionate about? You talked about relationships and education. Anything else that you're passionate about you want to share?
Yeah, definitely my passion is helping people get around those barriers to their happiness. That sometimes we put barriers in front of us. I can't do that. I can't have that job. I can't meet that person. And when I work as a life coach with young people, deciding what they're going to do, it's really moving those barriers aside. And often as educators, we also put barriers in front of us and we don't get to connect and find that joy in teaching. I truly believe that teaching is a calling. And it breaks my heart that so many teachers are leaving with an average of 5-year career because of the stress. It is absolutely my passion to help teachers stay in the classroom and enjoy their jobs for a long time, for a whole career, because we got into this because we were called to it.
Thank you. That's so true. It's so true. Burnout is very prevalent. Thank you for those statistics. I did not realize that it was that high. So always learning from you. You mentioned the burnout and, you know, we talked about the passion, and even though we may be inspired and we love to teach, like you mentioned, there's such a high rate of teacher burnout. How do you stay inspired and motivated?
Yeah, I definitely have those days when I'm working in a classroom or when I'm traveling around the country and I'm getting up early to go sit in an airport for 2 hours to go talk to teachers, that I just have to keep reminding myself of my why. Why do I do this work? Why did I get into this business? And if you remember your why, you can get over the little things like a child misbehaving, email from a parent, or like a delayed flight. But if you just keep saying, I'm in this work because I want children to grow and blossom. I'm in this work because I want teachers to be happy and have good connections with their kids. So when I work with teachers, I often talk about find your why, But don't just know it, write it down in a place where you see it every single day. And I encourage teachers to put that sign up in their classroom so their kids can see as well what is their why. And so that's really how I stay motivated. If there's something I don't want to see a certain coworker, the dread of being in another hotel room, whatever's happening, I just have to say that doesn't matter. What matters is the connections I'm going to make today. So remembering my
Beautiful.
why is absolutely what keeps me going.
Love that. Love that. And we know that the reason that people are educators like yourself is because they love children and they love helping children. And a lot of the we know that education is the profession that makes all the other professions. So I know a lot of times in my life I hear teachers' voices in my head, even as a grown-up. And so that advice is so critical. So with that, my last question to you, so we can get to know you even better, is I know you give a lot of great advice, but what is some of the best advice that you've ever received that you think
Yeah,
about to
I have
this?
listened to a lot of advice. I've had some really great mentors over my career to really help me get back in my lane of destiny, if you will, when I get off track and get back to what I am meant to do. And also, in when I talk about the why, like managing your emotions and what you're bringing to the game, what you're bringing to the table, what you're bringing to the classroom. And I was kind of thinking about where I got this from. And I would have to say it's my mom. My mom is a great inspiration to me. She was terribly funny, terribly wise, and didn't sweat the small stuff because she just thought it was more important to have more fun and get out and do things. We would never cancel something because we had to vacuum the house. We would go to the zoo instead, those kind of things. And when my kids were little and I was working as a teacher full time and exhausted, I came home one day and I must have been grouchy, which mom used to say, "It's not swanky to be cranky." So my mom's motto was, "It's not swanky to be cranky." And
That's
she told me one time, "The mother sets the tone for the house. So what are you bringing into this house today?" And I set that for teachers as well, is when you walk into that classroom, you have to drop the fact that the dog chewed up your favorite shoe or the gas station was closed and you forgot to get gas, or your kids were running late. You have to leave it at the door and bring your very best energy to every room you enter because you are the one who sets the tone for the classroom, the office space, the boardroom, wherever you are. So the best advice I got from my mom was actually when I was a young mom myself, was the mother sets the tone for the house.
I love that. I love that. I love everything about that. So, note to self, it's not swanky to be cranky. Thank you for sharing all that, Annie. It's really great to get to know you even more. I didn't know all those things, and I've known you for a very long time. So, thank you.
Yeah, this has been really fun. So, next episode, we will turn the tables. So, everyone who's listening, please stay tuned so that I can interview my friend Robin and you can learn more about her because I am the girl from the West and she is the girl from the East. And together we meet in the middle as just great friends.
Thank you. See you soon.